Want to welcome Derek Carrier, tight end for the Redskins, to the studio. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Derek got hurt a couple years ago. Last year, you got back on the field. So I would think this offseason, you're just chomping at the bit, ready for the season to roll around.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first actual offseason I'll have here being able to participate because I got traded, I believe it was right at the end of training camp, beginning of the season a couple years ago. And then obviously last year, going through the injury, not being able to participate in the OTA's offseason program, and this year, you know, really focused and, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, what have you been working on? I mean, you're healthy, that's for sure, but what have you been specifically working on? Because coming up next week, the guys are coming back, and it's no turning back then.
Yeah, I'm just continuing to focus on my strength, especially in my knee, focusing on, you know, get my quad strength, just the muscles in that surrounding area strong, making sure it can hold up through OTAs and a whole season.
I would have to think that that tight end room is pretty confident. There's a lot of talent in that room. Could you speak on that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, it's a great room to be in. I mean, so much talent. Jordan, Vernon, Niles, Wes, myself. It's an awesome room. I'm very blessed to be a part of it. But, I mean, just looking at guys and taking things from their game, seeing what everyone does great, and kind of incorporating that in your own game is great.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you see Jordan Reed, the way he runs routes. I mean, not many guys can do that. If you can do that, that's a big step up, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Jordan's unreal. He has a talent that, you know, very few possess, especially at the tight end position.
You mentioned Wes. You're talking about Wes Phillips, your tight ends coach. What do you think of his ability to keep that room motivated? I mean, it's a long season. Wes isn't the loudest guy, but you guys hear everything he says.
Yeah, no, he's a great coach. He's probably one of the best I've had at the position. And he's very fundamentally sound. He makes sure his players are. He makes sure that we are understanding of not only our position, but what we do in different scenarios. And we have everything covered in the tight ends room, and that's all credit to Wes.
Give us your path to the National Football League, because there's not a lot of guys that came from where you came from to be in the league, and you're established now in the National Football League. Could you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and your path to the league?
Yeah, I grew up in a small town called Edgerton, Wisconsin. It's about 6,000 people. You know, played football, basketball, baseball there in my high school career, and went to college in Beloit, Wisconsin, at Beloit College. That's about 30 minutes south of where I grew up in Edgerton. It's right on the border of Wisconsin, Illinois. Ended up playing football, basketball, and did a little bit of track there in my 4 years. And it was just a great experience. And, you know, towards the end of my football career and towards the end of my college career, you know, football kind of separated itself from basketball and track, and that's kind of what I went with. And, you know, a couple years later, here I am.
So your football really showed you that that was the path you're going to take, but if you're a hoopster, I mean, you got to have confidence in your game, too. What kind of player were you?
Yeah, I'd say slasher. I was very streaky. It was kind of feast or famine from the three-point arc especially. But I was very fast, very quick, and could jump pretty well.
High flyer.
Yes.
Threw it down.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, gotta love that. Gotta love that. Don't do that on the goalpost, though.
No.
That's going to be a penalty if you do it on the goalpost. And so how about your path to this location with the Redskins? That wasn't easy either.
No. Like I said, came in as an undrafted free agent. I was in Oakland, my first team. I actually was a receiver there. So I played receiver through the whole offseason. At the end of training camp, got released, picked up by the Eagles, was put on practice squad there for a year. And that's when I made the transition to tight end. And then ended up going to San Fran for 2 years, where I played tight end and then got traded here.
What was the biggest transition for you as a tight end? Was it putting on good, solid weight? I mean, you had the athletic ability. What was the biggest challenge to make that move for you?
Of course. I would say it was definitely putting on solid weight. You know, I weighed 215, 220 coming in, and now 245, 250. And I'll tell you, those protein shakes and trying to get on the meal plan that would get me to where I wanted to be for my weight goal, it was pretty gross how much I had to eat.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
You got Chef John down here, though. He'll make anything you want.
He does a great job here. I love it. Probably the best food I've ever had.
He does a good job. So how excited are you? I mean, the guys come back, and we've got these off-season programs. We've talked to the fans about it a lot. You know, you have phase one, phase two, and there's all the OTAs finally hit. You guys can do some football work. How excited are you about the year?
It's very exciting. You know, it's after you know, I think we had a disappointing end to how we finished things last year. But it's a fresh start. We have a new group of guys, and it's just fun to get back in here, get the camaraderie going, and get back to work.
Now, are you happy that you don't – I mean, how often do you have to take any kind of coaching from Bill Callahan?
Actually, pretty often.
You know, do you?
Especially in the run game.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. A lot of in the run game and pass protection.
And Wes is a certain style. Coach Callahan is probably an opposite style.
Yes, yeah. I mean, but I think what they bring to the table, even though it's different coaching styles, I think they're both incredible in how they their approach to the game and how they influence us as players.
Derek, I know how hard you work. You're one of these guys. You're one of the gym rats here. You're here just about every day. I really hope you have a great year this season and get in the end zone. And you can't do the jump shot either with the ball, right?
No,
you can't do
that anymore.
Maybe they'll change the rules. Vernon did that last year. Thanks, man, for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it.